The death toll is rising in Iraq. Two more people killed this morning in an explosion that brings the total dead to more than 100 in the past 2 days, the deadliest bout of violence there since the U.S. halted street patrols in June, with many government buildings seriously damaged from the bombing yesterday. The scope and sophistication of these attacks on the Capitol comes at a pivotal political time for Iraq's President Nouri al-Maliki, who's very much on the defensive this morning. Joining us now, Sam Dagher, New York Times correspondent in Baghdad, and also Noah Feldman, Harvard University law professor and a fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations from Westport Island, Maine. First, Sam, very much a defensive Iraqi government this morning, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we already have reports of at least 10 security officials detained pending an investigation. Lots of questions this morning about, you know, how these attacks happened, how the trucks were able to penetrate what is probably one of the most sensitive and secure areas of the capital.
It seems like there are two really big issues this morning. The first is the legitimacy of the Iraqi government. Can it protect its own citizens? And the second is an issue raised by one of your colleagues, Rod Nordland, that will this ignite greater sectarian violence going forward? Sam, what do you think?
Well, again, I mean, it's certainly too early yet, but obviously the fallout from what happened yesterday is tremendous. I mean, already some hardline Shiite political parties are calling on the prime minister to sack security officials who were responsible for this area. I mean, this area is under the control of the Baghdad Operations Command. And also these same Shiite officials are also, you know, lashing out at, you know, recent reconciliation efforts, recent amnesties that were extended by the government to insurgents and saying, you know, people who are suspected of being behind these attacks should be hanged. I mean, those were right. The words of Hadi Al-Amiri, a senior politician.
There's a crater in more than just the ground in front of the foreign ministry there in Baghdad. Noah Feldman, Harvard University law professor, one bombing shut down the United Nations operation back in 2003 in Iraq. Do you think this single bombing is likely to have those kinds of far-reaching consequences?
Not yet. And the reason is simply that the number of bombings that have occurred in the interim, tragically, has been such that Iraqis have actually become, you can't be acclimated, but they're accustomed to these kinds of terrible attacks. And so although this attack is clearly intended as a challenge to the legitimacy of the Iraqi government and has obviously, even in the first day or so, had real effects on the politics of Iraq, it would take more such attacks in order to substantially undercut the functioning of the government. It's not that this one attack is going to lead the Iraqi government to run away. Remember that the United Nations, after the United Nations bombed, the United Nations left because the head of their mission, Sergio Vieira de Mello, had been killed, and they hadn't been well, the mission had not been well secured, and they had somewhere to go, whereas the Iraqi government has nowhere to go.
But Noah, this is Amy Holmes here. This is an attack in Baghdad. Does that have special significance? We expect violence in Mosul and other places. Baghdad, we had hoped, had become relatively secure.
Yes, Baghdad is the symbolic center of the country, and this attack in particular was aimed at government ministries, at the foreign ministry and finance ministry, designed to attack what are clearly perceived as the symbols of the government. So this is, first of all, an attack on civilians aimed at trying in some way to reinstate the civil war that had significantly died down over the last several years. But it's also directly an attempt to say that the government of Iraq is not, in fact, in control of the streets in Iraq, and it's very significant that it's in Baghdad.
So it's designed to say that. Do you think it could actually accomplish that?
Again, a single attack probably can't do that, but if it were the first of a sustained series of attacks, then the criticism of the Maliki government that's already beginning now would deepen. And it would, more importantly, show that the reality is that any government that can't protect its citizens will eventually lose legitimacy. And if this is the first in a series, or rather not the first, but one of a series of attacks that has that effect, that will definitely harm the government.
Which certainly is a rationale for the government being so strident and strong in its response, at least rhetorically. Sam Dagher, what is the likelihood that some character will emerge here as a sort of opposition figure to the government as we learn more about what was behind this bombing?
Sure. I mean, I would just go back to what I described earlier. Positions are hardening. I mean, this comes at a very, very delicate time For Maliki, there is a tremendous pressure on him by his current Shiite allies to join, you know, their coalition, which is largely a reconstituted version of the, you know, Shiite-led coalition that ran in 2005. And there's a tremendous pressure from Iran on Maliki to join this coalition. In fact, the ambassador, told me bluntly earlier this month, you know, we expect this. You know, these are people that we nurtured, and this is a return on our investment, and we want these people to have good relations with us. And on the other hand, there is also tremendous pressure on Maliki to from the U.S. side to broaden his coalition in the next elections, which are in January, and to include lots of Sunnis and even people who were insurgents and have, you know, said right. that they've renounced violence and want to join the political process. I think this attack, the two attacks yesterday in Baghdad, I think have already undermined Maliki because, A, the people who are responsible for security in Baghdad are this entity called the Baghdad Operations Command, which is directly under his control. And these people report to him directly.
Right, and so the accountability exactly. for Maliki is very, very clear. Also, the sense of what would change about the rules of engagement of U.S. forces in Iraq. We'll have to watch both of those. An interesting takeaway this morning from Sam Dagher, New York Times correspondent in Baghdad, and also Noah Feldman, Harvard University law professor and fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. Again, there to watch if this is the beginning of a series of attacks.
Amy. And potentially for President Obama to have to contend with.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.